You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 68, We Are All Entangled. I want to expound a little more on Tuesday's show, episode 67, where we talked about removing cells from the cheek of an individual and flying them across the ocean, only to be amazed that the cells acted as if they were still a part of the body from which they came. Studies have been done where electrodes were connected to these cells and they were observed for any spikes or changes in their behavior, while the subject or the person the cells belonged to was also being monitored for any changes. If the person showed signs of stress, the cells would register the same response, no matter how far away they were. They not only responded to stress, but to excitement of any kind. Joy, passion, and everything else that could be registered by this sensitive equipment. Now I want to look closer at this phenomena and see if we can figure out if it stops at ourselves or does it exist in other ways in our lives. By now, you should have figured out that I have a love for science and I enjoy sharing insightful stories that I find interesting. For the most part, we never learned how things were relevant to us in our everyday lives when we were in school because we seemed to just learn enough to pass the test, or hopefully to pass the test. But because I was a homeschool mom, I enjoyed creating lessons that were fun and interesting for my children, and they helped them to learn and remember many concepts that are still very important for their lives today. I often say that even though you don't know about something, it doesn't mean that it's not affecting you. As we look deeper into this phenomena, we begin to see how this entanglement is happening within our lives. On the surface, we look separate and like individuals, but as we go deeper into what makes us physical, we begin to see that we are not made up of physical things at all. What we learn is that the cells that make up our bodies are not separate and are made up of a stream of energy that pervades the universe. They only appear to be separate. So couldn't that be true for us as well? Couldn't it be true that humans only appear to be separate, like our counterparts, the cells of our bodies? We know that we are also made up of energy, and this energy connects us all. We are united. One being on a deeper level. This theory is not so easily tested with our current state of technology. It really falls in the same category as consciousness, and scientists still don't know exactly what that is, but it still exists because we all have consciousness. Just because it can't be tested and proven doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. We've really already proven that we are connected. When we prove that the cells of our body are connected, then we prove that we, too, are connected. It's clear that something deeper is going on within our cells, with what connects them. And if this force is found within us, then it has to be happening to us as well on a larger scale. It's just not as obvious, and we're not aware of it, but it's definitely happening. We just need to become more conscious of it. Where does one of us end and the other begin? This is a question that we need to answer. Are your dreams yours, or do we share our dreams? How can I be sure that the messages that Spirit gives to me are just for me? I can't. So that's why I've written the book Doors of Light and started this podcast, because I know that the messages of Spirit are for everyone. Let's start this discussion by looking briefly into what physicists call non-locality or entanglement. We're just going to touch on the subject a little today, but we'll dive deeper into this at another time. For now, let's discuss Niels Bohr, a Nobel Prize-winning pioneer of quantum physics. He discovered that once subatomic particles, such as electrons or photons, are in contact, they remain forever influenced by each other, instantaneously, and for no apparent reason, over time and over any distance. Now, could this be why the cells continue to respond to the body that they came from when they were removed and flown overseas? It is a fact that once particles are entangled, the actions of one will always influence the other in the same or opposite way, no matter how far they are apart. Some quantum physicists believe that the laws that govern the quantum world do not influence the larger material world. I can understand why they would believe that, because it's not so obvious. But that really wouldn't make sense, would it? Because that would mean that the laws that govern our particles have no effect on us, and that wouldn't make any sense. We are made up of trillions of cells, and every cell is made up of subatomic particles. Yet some believe that we are not governed by the same laws as the particles that make us who we are. Now, I want to bring up facts that will challenge this belief of separateness on a larger scale. In the book, The Holographic Universe by Michael Talbot, the author cites many cases where the lines of physicality are challenged. In this book, there are many studies done with shamanic cultures in the present day, as these cultures still acknowledge our connectedness and oneness. Many cultures still believe that we have each other's dreams. In some villages, the people meet early in the morning to discuss their dreams from the previous night. They are aware that one person may dream and receive an answer to someone else's problems or questions. The dreams are shared for the highest good of everyone in the village. Just think if we shared our dreams with one another. What would we learn about our connectedness? This can't just be true for them, but it must be true for all of us. I myself have experienced the same dreams as my children. For one reason or another, I mentioned a strange dream I had with one of my children, just to find out that they had the same dream. And sometimes we would find out that we all had the same dream over several nights. When we stop looking at ourselves as separate and isolated, then we gain the benefit of our connection. It is clear that we are still fighting this awareness, and all you have to do is look out into the world to see it. Many still want war and create division between us. We are living in a world that is the manifestation of mind. It is created by the minds of everyone who exists here. The belief in separation causes people to believe that someone else's pain is not their own. But this is not true at all. When any living thing is in pain, we all feel it in one way or another. We are all connected. Our pain or joy is felt by all, because it ripples throughout humanity. It's really felt throughout the living world, through the plant world and the animal world as well. For those of us who are trying to live more conscious lives, it is our duty to find peace and joy within our lives. We must love and accept ourselves in order for this love to transfer into the world around us. Believe it or not, it all starts with you. To close this discussion on entanglement, I would like to share some thoughts from a quantum physicist named David Bohm. You may know of him. I personally am grateful for his work in quantum physics and for sharing his findings with the world. Bohm believes the reason subatomic particles are able to remain in contact with one another, regardless of distance, is not because they are sending some sort of signal to one another, but because their separateness is an illusion. He was an early proponent of the idea that an objective or hard reality does not exist. Bohm believes the universe is a giant headquarters of information that is an unbroken wholeness. He argues that our universal tendency to fragment the world and ignore the dynamic interconnectedness of all things is responsible for many of our problems, not only in science, but in our lives and society as well. In his writings, he says that our current way of fragmenting the world into parts does not work and may even lead to our eventual extinction. Michael Talbot's book on the holographic universe will make you think twice about what you call reality. I will close with this. Talbot believed that the universe was one giant, inseparable organism. He said that everything interpenetrates everything. And although humans categorize and subdivide the various phenomena of the universe, all of nature is a seamless web. He says, despite its apparent solidity, the universe at heart is a phantasm, a gigantic and splendidly detailed hologram that leaves us all with something to think about. Have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to our further discussions next week. Thank you for your time and for listening. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.